now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Kicking off a new thing this week called the Lounge Specials. Mundell Low is our focus this week. We take a look at Ocean's 11 and a look at the World of Swank gig guide, our segment Dear Coop, plus the best lounge and exotica from across the globe as we kick off with Project Pimento. Diamonds Are Forever on the Cocktail Nation.
Diamonds are forever, they are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night, have no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever, hold water and then caress it, touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Mm-hmm.
Funk Nation, Lee Presson and the Nails, and 2 points up.
A Cocktail Nation Lounge Special.
This week, a look at the life of Mundell Lowe, a jazz guitarist whose versatility and understated elegance led to assignments accompanying such performers as Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, and Sarah Vaughan. An amazing man who passed away in 2017 during a remarkably varied career, which spanned 8 decades. Mundell Lowe appeared at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry in the 1930s, performed with jazz giants Charlie Parker, Billie Holiday through the 40s, even composed music for a Woody Allen movie. He spoke to Vince Outlaw in San Diego about his beginnings in music.
Traits in you have allowed you to thrive all these years in music and in jazz.
Well, not to be facetious, but I was born and raised on a farm down in Mississippi, and anything is better than that. So I started hanging out in New Orleans, and I heard the guys playing jazz, and I thought, wait a minute, that's better than country music. So I started hanging out with these guys and playing with them, and one thing led to another. Next thing I knew, I was in New York working with the big boys.
Mundell Lowe recorded more than 15 albums as a leader, most recently in 2015 when he was 93 years old, and he appeared on hundreds of others as a sideman. He got talking about how he came into composing.
Well, I had been at NBC on staff there and in the news and special events department, and they were doing specials like Castro's Year of Power, something about baseball, the marriage rackets, those things that lasted for an hour back in those days. And so I had to score those shows. So that's somewhere along the line, I went out to California with my family to spend Christmas, and I ran into Jackie Cooper, who gave me a job at Screen Gems as a composer. So it was kind of as simple as that. So I stayed there for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, another part of his career was accompanying various vocalists.
Well, the way that whole thing started, I was, as I said before, at NBC. And in those days, they'd have these little radio shows, 15 minutes, with various girl singers or boy singers. And some of them wanted to sing with the guitar as opposed to the piano, just to break up the flavor of everything. So I got into that, and I realized that, for instance, I would be given an assignment. We're going to do such a tune on Monday on the 5 o'clock show. Well, I'd take that music home, and I'd not only learn the music, but I would learn the words. Because if the singer, live on the air, happens to skip a beat, I can catch her, because I know where she is or he is. Mm-hmm. So that kind of grew into the accompanying thing. And I think one of my most memorable times was a CD I made with Sarah Vaughan, George DeVille, and I, called After Hours. An interesting thing, that record was made way, way back at the end of the 50s. Now, I do some seminars and things like this at the colleges and schools of music, and I've discovered that in many schools they use that record as how you should listen, how you should sing a song, and how you should accompany a song, which completely surprised me.
Here's a track from that album, Sarah Vaughan, Sophisticated Lady, from the album After Hours.
Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No, 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 no. Sophisticated lady, I know you missed the love you lost long ago, and when no into your early life, romance came. And in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. And then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant diamonds, shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No, 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 no. Sophisticated lady, I know. You missed the love you lost long ago. And when somebody is nigh,
Doctor Nation with Sarah Vaughan and Sophisticated Lady. You know, Mundell was a fabulous arranger. You just got to listen to his soundtrack for Satan in High Heels. The albums TV Action Jazz, Parts 1 and 2. His Porgy and Bess album and The Greatness of Joe Mooney to appreciate his amazing taste and natural swing. He could write for large bands and even small bands. An amazing man. Here he is from the soundtrack Satan in High Heels and Pattern of Evil on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Dave Pell Octet and Clump Jump, whatever that may be. Oscar Bedford before that, My Little Cello. And of course our special Mundell Lowe with the song Pattern of Evil from Mundell. And a song that he produced, Sarah Vaughan, Sophisticated Lady. We've got This Week in Lounge Life magazine, with the story of the busboy who cradled a dying RFK, who recalls those final moments. And up on Netflix, a very, very interesting special on Robert Kennedy, which is definitely worth checking out. Hollywood flashback, how Sinatra and the Men of Ocean's 11 made Vegas pop in the 1960s. There's also some commentary on there on the new Ocean's 11 with the all-female cast. Why? I don't know. And I'm a little bit tired of this whole concept of female empowerment movies. It doesn't seem very empowering taking a movie that has been done before, a concept that's been done before, and then, wow, we put girls in it, and it's fantastic. No, it's not. No, it's not at all. It's not even original. And to be honest, I don't think anything beats the original Ocean's 11, but I just don't see how simply putting girls into something makes it good. It just seems very uncreative, to be honest. Vintage photos of the happiest place on earth in there as well. Of course, the vision of one Walt Disney. Coming up, Joey Altruda, Kent Miller Quartet, and right now the Martini Kings from their new album Smile. This is Lost in Paradise on the Cocktail Nation.
Tonight I see the shadow on the sand and dream about the touch of your hand. Your stare entices me from so far away. The lure that draws me closer to you each day. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. At night, I hear the sound of your guitar. Your eyes, they follow me from afar. But time will tell if you will come to me. The girl who waits for you by the sea. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. You'll never know. I wonder why it never turned out right. Two hearts that pass each other in the night. Your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise. Oh, your kiss could be so nice, but that would not suffice. Tonight, let's get lost in paradise.
Hey, this is Joey Altruda, and you are listening to a track from my album entitled Cocktails with Joey.
Alternation with Kent Miller Quartet, SOS. And Joey Altruder in there as well, from the Cocktails with Joey April in Portugal.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime by the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And of course, you can always head to our social media page. The official page for the Cocktail Nation Radio Show is Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation Radio Show, which is up on the Facebook page. So check that out. This one is from a fellow by the name of Carpal Reese, who says, "Dear Coop, what is the background music in the title of the jingle of the Cocktail Nation?" Well, I'm not too sure which track is from the evening's show. I think that's production music. It was from a producer. But I do know the main weekend theme is Mel Henke and the Twisters. So we've been playing that one for a long time. Here's Mancini, Castle Rock on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Who is speaking? What? What do you want?
Stand up and start walking very slow.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
CocktailNation.net.
Cigar in your hot pink lacquer, you look like a star. Is this the front of the queue? Can I sit by your side? Got my 8x10 glossies and my TV guide. Where have you met the director? He's a friend of mine. We used to hang in the valley, walk the white line. This is Bonaventura, skin flick mile. No habling glaze, but you got a nice smile. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Let me take you home. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Baby, blow that horn. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Let me take you home. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Baby, blow that horn. All those greedy ex-wives, deals done on the back nine. You got to stay so sharp just to survive. 'Cause I'm the guy with the carrier bag of dark shit. I'm just looking to put it down. But when the sharks smell blood in the sea of Hollywood, no one takes your calls in this town. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Let me take you home. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Baby, blow that horn. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Let me take you home. Don't let me drown in the sea of Hollywood. Baby, blow that horn.
Narco Lounge Combo, Sea of Hollywood. Of course, the Narco Lounge Combo are from Bristol in the UK. Check out some of their work, available up on the iTunes and, of course, Bandcamp and various places. So, yeah, definitely search them out. fabulous band. I'll look at the What a Swank for pastimealbumclocks.com. TikiCon coming up July 13, also on the 13th, Tikiaki Orchestra at the Kona, and August 8, Tiki Oasis, South Seas Cinemas. And a whole lot more I've got up on the website, coxonation.net, for you to check out today. Here's the Moonrays and Spooks Jump In. Coctonation with Jimmy Smith, Mission Impossible theme. And of course, a new Mission Impossible coming up very, very soon, starring the one and only Tom Cruise. Next week, we look at the lounge stylings of Jimmy Psycho and his new album. Right now, Cy Zentner and Charade. Stay hip.